Long COVID, the Ministry of Health will fund several studies to try and figure out how serious this is going to be for us. One job is building a national registry of people who have ongoing symptoms and tracking them. Head of that at the University of Auckland, Professor Paula Lughelli is with us this morning. Paula, thanks so much for your time. Good morning.
Good morning. Kia ora, Tim.
What do we know so far about long COVID? How prevalent? Who shrugs off COVID? Who has long-term problems?
Well, the estimates range between about 10 to 20% of individuals who have had COVID go on to have long COVID. We don't know how that changes with the new variant, but a conservative estimate is about 10%.
Long COVID itself seems a pretty broad term at the moment. Obviously, it's early days. Is defining it, setting the margins, part of the job?
No, it's been pretty well defined, I think, in clinical guidelines. Understanding the symptoms have been described. It's been well studied. What we don't know in a New Zealand context is actually, I guess, how it presents and manifests in a population which is heavily, highly vaccinated and didn't have a lot of natural immunity from the first couple of waves of the pandemic.
So we don't know which strain it is causes more long COVID. Is that part of what you're trying to find out here?
So this study is going to focus a lot on Omicron because 99.3% of all the infections in New Zealand were for Omicron. At the moment, we're seeing a lot of long COVID, obviously, in the earlier phase, but we've had most infections with the later wave. There is evidence that we still have long COVID in that later variant, and so we do expect to see as much long COVID, if not more, just because we've had more people infected, right?
More, you think? Okay, you need people.
Well, on a notion of magnitude. So 1.8 million people in New Zealand have been infected.
Yes.
99% of those have been infected with the Omicron, and 10% of that, we're talking potentially 170,000 people may have long COVID in New Zealand.
That's an awful lot of people who would have a long-term sickness, may not actually be able to work may not be able to work full-time. You need people to take part in this, yes?
Yeah, so when the questionnaire and the registry is up and running, we'll be promoting it for people who've got these symptoms to go in and kind of self-identify as having long COVID. We'll promote it through GPs and also with hospitals, and just kind of tell us how they're feeling, what their experience is, what time off work they've had, what's the effect on their family and their whānau and the community, and then it'll give us an understanding of kind of what the burden of disease is of long COVID in New Zealand.
And long term, the benefit to the nation is obvious. The benefit to the individual?
Well, the Ministry of Health is keen on this. They've funded this and gaining this information so they can understand what sort of services to provide. So those individuals could have services available to them. They're registered with the study with the registry. They may be able to be identified to take part in further research studies, clinical trials that may run in New Zealand. So there's a benefit to the individual as well as, I guess, to the community and the economy as a whole.
Grateful for your time. I'm sure we'll check in with you maybe in a couple of months, see how it's going at the University of Auckland. Professor Paula Lughelli.